Let's continue with the Quality Payment Program series with the third category called Advancing Care Information. This was previously called Meaningful Use. Advancing Care Information, or ACI, has to do with how you use your EMR to enhance outcomes and patient satisfaction. You earn points by completing an attestation online through the CMS Quality Payment Portal. You do need to keep backup information to support your answers in case there is an audit. The first question on the attestation has to do with the year your EMR was certified by CMS. If the EMR is certified for 2015 or a combination of 2014 and 2015, then you will get points for this category. If your EMR is certified for 2014 only, you will not receive any points. You can check with your EMR vendor to see what year your system is certified for. Other required elements of advancing care information are e-prescribing. If you have written less than 100 prescriptions in 2018, you are exempt from this measure. This data is presented in a numerator and denominator format to give a percentage of your prescriptions which were completed using e-prescribing. This is then associated with a specific number of points. The information on the total number of prescriptions and total sent via e-prescribing is available through your EMR. Again, if you need help, contact your EMR vendor. Security risk analysis is another required element. Provide patient access. Provide patient access to at least one patient to view their chart via your EMR using secure email or a patient portal. Health information exchange. Provide information to referral physicians on a patient's medical record using the secure features of your EMR. There are extra bonus points awarded for additional activities which include immunization registry reporting or medication reconciliation. Remember to keep copies to support these answers, including dates and times of the activities and a clear description of the steps you've taken. Thank you for joining the podcast on Advancing Care Information. Join us for the next session, which is Clinical Practice Improvement Activities. Thank you.